Princeton wins it on the final day of the regular season, 38-21. The Tigers splitting the Ivy League crown with Penn. Cody Cruchel, Dave Giancola back with you. Let's take a look at how this one unfolded, and really was a tale of two halves. Early on, this one belonged to Dartmouth. Second drive of the game for the Big Green. Third down and four from the Princeton 20. Jack Hennigan, their starting quarterback, would keep it on the ground and get Dartmouth on the scoreboard. Hennigan looking to go to the air. He's going to tuck it and run right up the middle. He has the first down across the 10, across the 5. Bumped into the end zone. Touchdown, Dartmouth. The junior quarterback, Jack Hennigan, scrambles in from 20 yards out. And for the first time in almost a month, the Tigers are trailing in a football game at 6-0 Big Green. Third rushing touchdown of the season by Jack Hennigan. The extra point by David Smith was good. 7-0 Dartmouth on top. Late in the first quarter, though, the Princeton Tigers would tie it up. A pass interference call set up the Tigers at the 11-yard line. A 10-yard run by the senior A.J. Glass on senior day gave them first and goal from the one. And then John Lovett would make some history for Princeton. First and goal from the one. 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Tigers down by a touchdown. Lovett right behind his center. Darren dives for the goal line. Touchdown, Princeton, and the Tigers are within a point. And Dave, that ties the school record. Number 19 on the ground for John Lovett pulls him even with Keith Elias for the Princeton record. 19th touchdown tied the record by Keith Elias, the former NFL running back with the New York Giants and the Indianapolis Colts. Keith, the team captain, set that record back in 1993. Extra point by Tavish Rice was good. And early in the second quarter, it was a 7-7 game. Early in the second, next drive by Dartmouth, a 32-yard completion to the running back Miles Smith would set up the second Dartmouth score of the day. For the first time today, we'll see Rashad Cooper, the backup tailback in the backfield. First and goal from the 8. Here's Hennigan rolling, passing back of the end zone. Wide open Cameron Scaff, touchdown Big Green. And with 10:33 to go in the second, Dartmouth back on top 13-7. Extra point was good, 14-7. With 12 seconds to go in the second quarter, Tavish Rice would split the uprights from 23 yards out. 14-10, the score at the half. And Dave, if you're Princeton, you had to feel good that you were within a score, but that's certainly not how anybody really envisioned this one going.
No, and when Princeton did see it going that way, they obviously made the adjustments and made sure it went the other way in the second half. Dartmouth certainly tested Princeton in that first half. That big run by the quarterback to get them on the board early in the game, and you started to think, can Princeton respond? And the offense didn't put up the points in the first half to come away with the lead going into the locker room, but when they came out in the third quarter, Cody, it was really special.
Midway through the third, the Tigers would be back on offense. They would start off at their own 15, and they would drive 85 yards, and John Lovett would cap it off by breaking a Princeton record. With 5 minutes to go in the third, Lovett takes the snap right up the middle, pushing the pile. Touchdown, Princeton, and the Tigers are on top of Dartmouth for the first time. Princeton 16, Dartmouth 14. That touchdown by John Lovett, not only his second of the day, but his 20th of the season. That breaks the single-season record. 20th rushing touchdown, that's his 30th overall touchdown. Came into the day leading the nations in touchdowns. We've talked a lot about the seniors today. John Lovett, not one of them. He'll be back next year. He's only a junior.
And that's one of the scariest things you can tell opposing coaches in this league is that John Lovett is back on campus next year. He can do so much. We talked about it, the triple threat quarterback. You hear about dual threat quarterbacks all the time in college football. But to be able to run the ball, pass the ball, catch the ball, and then at the end of this game recover the onside kick, this kid can do it all.
Princeton held that 17-14 lead heading into the fourth quarter. First drive of the fourth quarter for the Tigers. They would score again on a 14-yard, quote-unquote, pass. Chad Knopf to Jesper Horsted. It was a top-to-bottom end-around. Knopf flipped it forward. Horsted turned the corner and did the rest. Extra point was good. 24-14 Tigers. And then the special teams play of the day would really seal this one for Princeton. Tavish Rice to kick the football deep. From his own 40, this one returnable. Couple of yards out. Here's the backup running back, Rashard Cooper, and he won't even get it out to the 20. The ball pops loose. Ball still rolling towards the goal line. It's inside the 10. The Tigers say they have it. The Tigers say they have it. Here come the officials. Princeton football. They've scored back-to-back touchdowns. We've talked about the effectiveness of the kickoff coverage. They forced the fumble by Cooper. The ball popped loose, and the Tigers have it at the 8-yard line. Ryan Quigley was the man who recovered the fumble. Mark Fassati, one of the linebackers in the rotation, the junior on special teams, forced the fumble. Three plays into that initial drive, the Tigers would score again. John Lovett connecting with Scott Carpenter, the 3-yard completion, touchdown Princeton. 31-14 would be the score, and then Princeton would ice it away a couple of drives later. Chance Melanson, the junior, would intercept a pass. That would set up a big play. It was Charlie Volker finding the sideline, rumbling in from 39 yards out. Extra point was good. 38-14 Princeton. That was the score until 21 seconds to go. Ryder Stone for Dartmouth on a third down and one, capped a 10-play, 73-yard drive. Dartmouth getting into the end zone to make this one a little bit more respectable, but still the final score. Princeton 38, Dartmouth 21, and it really changed in the third quarter heading into the fourth. The Tigers at one point scored 31 straight points, three touchdowns in less than 7 minutes to really swing this one.
Yeah, there was clearly a turning point in the game, and you just referenced it. It didn't take long for Princeton to totally change the outlook of this game from one that looked like they may lose it in the first half and at halftime to one that they clearly had won and had clinched an Ivy League title. And we were talking about that they had clinched it, you know, with 6 or 7 minutes left in this game. So it really was the tale of two halves, to say the least. And, you know, you touched on it, all the playmakers, all the seniors here today. And again, you know, John Lovett and the impressive stats, and again, just scary to think that he gets to build on those stats, another year here for Princeton. And what a tremendous job by Knopf as well. We talked about how he gets this Tiger team into the red zone, and then a lot of times it's John Lovett getting into the end zone. But Knopf today, he did get that touchdown pass. And what a job by him. He had some big plays here today with his arm, with his legs. And he's another special player for this Princeton Tiger team, and a guy that they couldn't have won without.
We'll talk to the head coach of the Tigers and break down the postgame stats after this, but the Princeton Tigers down Dartmouth 38-21, and the Princeton Tigers split the Ivy League crown with the Penn Quakers. Plenty to talk about when we get back from the IMG College Radio Network. This is Princeton Tigers football.